Yes, welcome everyone. I'm Hybrid Rain.
I'm Omega Spring.
Welcome back to this awesome podcast, The Hybrid Realm, the best place for video game entertainment.
And anime.
Yes. So right now, guys, how's been your week, Omega?
Well, normal.
Yeah, mine too. Well, do you want to know about simulation?
No, thanks.
All right, no college for here. I don't want to talk about it, too.
Yeah, it's... I didn't like engineering this week.
I hate my university.
We are two now.
Yeah. So, anyways, guys, welcome to this episode again. Today we got a great show. Today we have the first G1s from outside the country. Actually, remember, we are from Colombia. And isn't it exciting that people are already asking us to... for help and everything?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's indeed building up a community. It's quite interesting. That's why I like a lot ScrewAttack.
Yeah, ScrewAttack community is the best. And today we will have the first episode of The Ring Out, and you will see in a few moments what it's all about. And of course, on later on this week, we'll be posting the first top 22. That I think it was a little big, I think.
Of 2008.
Oh yeah, the top 22 moments of the clip of the week from...
ScrewAttack!
Oh yeah, ScrewAttack. And I think a bomb just exploded or something, because I just heard a big noise, maybe the camera, or I mean the microphone didn't got it. But I think they're bombing us or something.
Nah!
Moving on, in today's week show we got Durku and Barney. Yeah, and Barney. Damn, weird name for a G1, but an awesome one too. And later on, we'll be checking more for the podcast.
Even we'll be also making the headlines, remember it?
And, oh yeah.
And later on... to close up, we'll be posting the music.
Yeah, so let's...
Corey, but hit the music!
No. No, we're not side-scrollers.
Okay.
No, but before entering into it, I want to talk about something important that has a little commotion over here on the, right now, the video game world. We're going to talk about the OnLive thing. The OnLive, a new type of console for the PCs that really is going to revolutionize the whole gaming era.
Yeah.
The games. So, what do you think about that?
Well, as I have posted in one of your groups you opened recently,
yeah.
I'd rather say strong or high...
expectative?
Well, yeah, there are quite good perspectives about it, but I think that consoles are no longer through the path of, how can I say it, of big hardware.
Oh, right, I get it. Yeah, so, yeah, it's very interesting, but I think this solution or console, I think, is gonna be used more for against piracy, because, well,
yeah.
You're gonna have the games in the, like, a little, well, first of all, OnLive, for everyone who hasn't known, OnLive is gonna be like a new type of console for your computer. You will just need a high-speed internet, and you'll be able to download
TV.
Well, you can use a TV too, but you can download the games directly to these servers inside the console.
I think it should be called a type of repository.
Repository?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you have quite a good number of programs in this case, it's games.
Yeah.
And you simply what you do is call those games and place it into your console.
Like like mining gold or something like that.
Yeah.
So those news practically make the gaming industry flip out, because
freak.
Yeah, and freak especially, because they think that the gaming industry will be, well, not exactly the gaming industry, I'm talking about the stores and everything, will start closing, because no one else is gonna be starting buying CDs or anything, because it's gonna be all digital now. No
but
more CDs.
You know what I think? I think stores can, instead of selling games and CDs or something like that, they will start selling the little programs, additions.
Like updates? And
updates, yeah, something like that for games.
Well, maybe. But remember, we're living in a lazy world. Maybe that will be on internet and those lazy guys, gamers, girls. It will be always, with a click, I'm gonna download this game. But it's a very interesting concept, and I think that was one of your projects for this, for your career right now?
Yeah, indeed. I think I got it too late.
Yeah, first of all, what are you studying?
Well, I'm an electrical engineering.
Yeah.
That was one of my projects. Indeed, I was developing it, but unfortunately, I started developing it this year. So I was late and... When I began that development, I checked out that system was already running, so...
When you find out the live thing.
Yeah.
I think Microsoft, that's a good question. Who is making this console?
Yeah, very good question.
Anyway, I think someone stole your idea.
Yeah, I also think it.
Damn it. So, well, this was like a little discussion about this huge hotline, head news, practically, because it's revolutionary. And okay, let's move on to the next sections and make you a few reminders. Reminder number one, we have a Facebook account and group. It's being managed by me and Omega. So if you want to join, just find me and my profile and check it, or find in the groups the Hybrid Realm. And that's it, practically the only group that is called like that.
Yeah.
So we're unique. I like
Yay.
It. I love it. And on Earth, in another news, we'll be updating anime too, like you said. We'll be making kind of little reviews and checks on most famous animes and unknown animes.
Yeah.
And suck animes and...
Sure of it.
So before you start, like, kicking the bucket on this, F it. I don't care. We're gonna make it this like we want. We're gonna make it about anime and video games. It's just great.
Any comments? Group section.
Yeah. Whatever. Just enjoy it. And for now, remember joining the podcast page and the Facebook group if you want to get the latest updates. So right now, you know what time is it?
Yeah, it's time for...
The headlines!
The headlines!
Action games improve eyesight. Playing a certain type of video games can help to improve adult eyesight, a study conducted by North American University has concluded. Over the course of 9 weeks, two groups of 11 adult volunteers each played a total of 50 hours of games. One group played action titles including Call of Duty 2, and the other set played only The Sims 2. Researchers concluded that the action game group showed an average improvement of between 43 and 58% in the ability of discern between closed shades of gray. So it means action games are better than carrots.
True. Sony ignores UK's US, Europe gets PS2 price cut. Sony has treated PlayStation 2 buyers in North America and Europe to a console cost cut. But the electronics giant has confirmed that UK consumers won't see any reduction. A spokesperson from Sony Entertainment told website MCB that neither the European or North American price cuts affect the UK. The price will remain the same here. Sony hasn't given a reason for its decision not to cut the PS2's price in the UK, which currently carries a recommended sale of $136. In North America, the price has been cut from $130 to $100. The aging console will now also cost $133 in continental Europe.
The Samsung threatens to proceed against Utah Attorney General. In the fallout from his latest apparently unsuccessful attempt to legislate video games in Utah, this board Miami Attorney Jack Thompson has issued a bad legal threat to Utah Attorney General Mark Schuldler. The popular Republican is serving his third term as Utah's top law enforcement officer. On Friday, the Salt Lake Tribune reported that Schuldler has expressed concerns about the legality of HB 353, the Thompson-conceived video game bill which was voted by Gov. John Huseman last week.
Husband killed wife, but she was the GTA player. Malcolm Palmer, 62, turned on the mother of his three children after she became hooked on the violent Grand Theft Auto driving game. He was forced to sleep on the sofa in their conservatory as Carol Cannon, 46, stayed up all night with a 37-inch plasma television screen. She walked into their room for her all-night gaming sessions. Their son will play until midnight, after which Mrs. Cannon will take over regularly staying up until 5 or 6 in the morning, Lincoln Crown Court was told. Carol quick became hooked. She was very unhappy about the amount of time she was playing on the PlayStation, said John Pini QC from the prosecution. Defense lawyer Timothy Spencer QC told to the court, "The genesis of this tragedy viscerally lies with the purchase of the PlayStation." Okay, this is a new one. This time, a gamer gets killed. Who to blame? The games. More video games for girls demand psychologists. In a recent study conducted by Michigan State University, Linda Jackson, a professor of psychology at MSU, confirmed the common assumption that boys play games more frequently than girls. Stereotypes. She called on game designers to develop more games that appeal to girls so that they are not put on a disadvantaged state at work. Stereotypes. Girls are disadvantaged by not having that three-dimensional experience, Jackson said. So when say that they get medical school and they're doing surgery in the virtual world, they're not used to working in a graphical 3D environment. Stereotypic. While the study showed that as you might expect, there are strong links between extended video game play and below par school grades, with both boys and girls gaming did not appear to adversely affect maths and other skills, the study found. Stereotype.
Okay, this was the headlines. For more information, contact reghardware.co.uk and gamepolitics.com.
Ring out. Okay, we have the ring out here. This time we'll be ranting on the PS3. So joining us now will be G1 Dirk Q.
Hey, what's up?
And G1 Barney.
Hi.
So everyone, we'll be making a little debate here on the PS3. Derek, I heard you're the love part.
Yep.
And Barney, you'll be the hate part. So basically, Yay. We'll be making a 5 minutes debate. So if you can hear here, I'm taking time. We'll be debating on the PS3 for 5 minutes, and after that, I'll be closing in, and I'll decide if I'll buy a PS3 or not. Are you ready?
Sure.
I guess.
So guys, let's make the last checks, and we're going on in 3, 2, 1. Start.
Well,
alright, you go first.
I go first?
Yeah, go first. Why
yeah.
not?
Alright. Well, what is there to say? Because I haven't prepared anything.
I know.
There's some interesting title. There's one interesting big title coming to the PS3. You've probably heard of it. I mean, Heavy Rain.
Oh yeah, Heavy Rain.
This game looks...
Yeah.
Really, really interesting. I mean, I've heard the mechanics of the games that works this way. If the main character dies, the story goes on.
Oh,
like there's no game
like
over screen,
no game
it
over?
Goes on.
Oh, interesting.
That's something I think never seen before, and that's something that I think every gamer should consider maybe trying one day.
Wow, it means that it will be like 100 endings or something like that?
I don't know, but From what I've heard, they are trying to pull off something like, if the main character, if you die, there's no game over screen, the game goes on. I don't know how that's gonna work out, but damn.
That's interesting. Barney, how about you?
I'm fine, thanks. So, talking about the game, it sounds good, but it's not worth buying a PS3 just for that game.
No, and maybe not. Maybe not just for that game. There are some other few exclusives, but this one looks really, really interesting.
Like, I don't know, Killzone 2? You can get Halo 3 and it's almost the same thing. Or Call of Duty 4. And, well, yeah.
Okay, let's make something about the graphics. I've been seeing the same graphics over the 360 and PS3. Dirk, what do you think about it?
I've seen videos maybe that some game looks superior on the PS3. And I've seen videos of games like game comparison graphics that are better on the 360. So I don't think it is better, but maybe it is better. I could explain it this way because publishers are more intending to make games for 360, so they are not pushing the PS3's graphics, but I honestly don't know about the subject.
Wow.
That's only a theory.
Yeah. Barney, what do you think about it?
Well, the graphics are really, really good, but that's the problem of the system. It makes it cost a lot more than the 360 or the Wii. And to have those graphics, you need Blu-ray, and Blu-ray cost a lot. So that's the problem, that the graphics make the PS3 way
expensive.
Wait, I forgot the word. Yeah, it's more expensive.
Pricey.
That's the only thing. Okay, talking about prices, for example, Durky, what do you think about having the those high prices on the PS3?
Well, at least there's one thing I'm reassured by paying a high price on the PS3 if I would buy one. It's the fact that it's probably not gonna red ring. It happened to me, a red ring with my 360, and when it happens, you're fucked if you're over your warranty. It's really pathetic. Like, mine broke off near my birthday when I received the Orange box. I didn't receive anything from Microsoft. The repair thing was all messed up. So I didn't send my 360 for a month, and it was working after that. So I didn't play my 360 for a month while it was working.
So you're saying that it's preferable to have a PS3 because you can get red rings fast and you will be fucked up shortly.
Yeah, and like, you don't have to fear the problem, my console's maybe getting warm, I should maybe turn it off, or oh, what's this sound? Because at times the 360 makes some weird sounds.
Interesting. Barney, what do you think about?
Well, I agree on that one, but if you take care of your 360 and, I don't know, maybe you can get a fan or something so it doesn't get clogged with dust, it works fine. I have a friend that his house is really, really messy, and I don't know how his 360 is still alive, because he has a little brother, he's like 3 years old, and he just smashes thing all randomly. So I think he takes care of the 360.
He might be the lucky, like, I think it's like 30% that has no failure on the system.
Well, I know a lot of people in Mexico, back in Mexico, that have 360, and here, too, in the US, that they don't even know what the red ring is.
Damn.
They don't know it exists. Sorry.
Alright, don't worry. Last thing, we're gonna talk about a video game that practically should have been with Sony, Final Fantasy. Derek, what do you think about Sony losing the license on Final Fantasy? Does it gonna affect the PlayStation, or it will make no difference?
It's probably gonna affect the PlayStation a little. I mean, it's a big title, but at the same time, it's an RPG title. I'm not into RPGs, so I don't care if they lose it. So, it's not like if they lost, I don't know, Killzone, which we were waiting for 4 years.
Yeah, what would have been if Metal Gear Solid 4 would have been lost?
Oh, that would have been the ending. I mean...
Yeah, that would suck.
Barney, what do you think
No,
about
but me? I mean, it's such a big title that they've been talking for so long that if they lose it, it's like, okay, I'm not gonna buy it. I'm not gonna buy on this console. I'm not gonna buy this console.
Barney, do you agree on that?
Well, I agree on the on both the things, both. But they lost Final Fantasy, and I think Sony will be really, really hurt because of that. Because there's a lot of people into RPGs, and since the Final Fantasy series is coming to the Wii. They're gonna probably get a Wii since it's cheaper and the Final Fantasy series is there. So I think it does affect a lot the PS3.
Okay, guys, I think we have passed more than 2 minutes from the 5 minutes of the debate, but I really like it.
Yeah. I have one last thing to say.
Okay, last thing for both of you. Durky, what is...
Maybe you wouldn't expect this argument, but I noticed this by watching a few reviews on game trailers.
Yeah.
The last four reviews I think I watched, 3 out of 4 were games played on the PS3.
Okay.
Oh, what does that say?
Wow.
Not exclusives titled.
And if I'm... Alright. Good. Barney, what do you think about your last thoughts on this?
Games. The PS3 needs more games.
More games.
Get a 360. Period.
Well, guys, it's been a great debate, and obviously both parts really fight it. And I know this thing has been like improvised or something, but both had strong opinions about it. But I might sound fumble, but I will get a 360 first.
Alright,
yeah,
I've just gotta say this. You won't be deceived either way.
Yeah, but both.
I mean, unless
saying,
you
not,
really I, want to play like Gears of War.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I won't buy a PS3, but seeing the comments and everything, well, it makes me feel more to buy first an Xbox and then a PS3. So this week winner is the 360. Sorry. Nice
Yay.
Try out there, Dirk. You.
I did my best,
I don't
but
even have
it. Hey, I don't even own a PS3, so.
But you still did the best. They were good opinions, and that's what I like. The people that are not that kind of fanboys that, oh my god, PS3, PS3, oh my god, 360. No, I like the casual gamer that at least loves both parts. So guys, I really loved, really like to have you both here on this episode. So anything else you want to say to the community, Dirk?
I rented Fallout 3 Friday, it's amazing!
Barney?
I try not to be like biased on this thing. I don't even know if I own a 360. I have a Wii. I'm a casual gamer going into hardcore gaming. So it's not like I hate the PS3, but I'll say it's the shittiest console of this generation. So get a 360, then a Wii, and then a PS3.
Perfect. Well, guys, I really appreciate all your work. Thanks for being here in the podcast. We'll be seeing more G1s in the next episodes. Next time, we'll have a little debate on games and the new system that will practically kill the consoles on this generation. And you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I forgot.
What?
But I know. The orange thing. The TV thing. Oh, never mind.
Whatever. It's still 361 this week. So guys, thank you for being here and see you next week.
I love you. You love me.
Shut up. Dirk, before going, I heard you were like playing the guitar or something. The bass, I think.
Me?
You? I think.
You mean the bass?
The bass. Sorry, I'm really ignorant of that thing. So, would you like to give us something before going out?
All right. Kirby, Mario, other song, whatever. Bass solo.
Mega Man.
Mega Man. Okay, let's go classic Mega Man.
All right. I know a little part of a Spartan Mega Man 3 theme, but I don't know it all.
Whatever.
I don't remember.
Let's go with
it. I'm gonna play it.
All right.
Hold on. Let me remember it. Please forgive me if it's bad at the beginning.
Don't worry.
It's okay.
It's been very interesting having you both here.
Wait.
There it goes. Okay, guys, it's been a great podcast this week. I've been Hyper Rain with Barney and Mr. Durkyu. Hey, keep playing, man.
I messed it up.
Don't worry. So it's been a great time, guys. See you next week, and stay tuned for the music for the next podcast.
Yay.
We had a great show today. We had G1s and news, but for now we have to live with the greatest video game music we can find. And today we have Portal, Still Alive, Call of Duty 4, The Coup, Diablo 2, Jungle, Mega Man 3, Sparkman, Sonic Music, Green Hill Zone, and we have the usual G1 music with some awesome talent this week. We got G1 Nearman with his remix of Kirby Superstar Revenge of Metal Knight, the ending metal version. G1 Tensoon with Super Surfing from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4, and Sonic 3 Ice Cap, a remix by Sornux and Sim Dude Alchemist. That's it for this week, guys. See you next episode.
I'm making a note here, huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture Science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done and you make a neat plan for the people who are still alive.
Thank you.
this week, on site scrollers.
It was you who suggested the.
No! Don't you turn this on me.
I heard the same thing.
What's that? What'd you hear, Jose?
You wanted to do it.
See, Jose knows.
I know.
Y'all remember that Friday night host? Next Friday? Mm-hmm. I'll remember that.
What's that supposed to mean?
When he's bored and wants to come over and hang out.
Next Friday?
Or this Friday?
Why would Jose be bored and want to come over to your house and hang out by yourselves alone?
Not alone. Chad and his girlfriend were there. I believe you were there
too.
Wow,
that's I was
well.
Not there.
I don't remember Craig and me.
I was never there. Jose.
Mm-hmm.
Jose,
exactly. It was like a normal day around the office.
Okay, so all right. So the guy pees on another guy.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
And police show up. As he starts peeing in a trash can, and then he turns and pees on the employee again.
Oh my. Wait.
Dear Sarah, you're peeing on my leg.
I was going to say, so how does this work out? Does the employee passed out, or is he sleeping, or is he just sitting there, like, watching this guy, like, standing there, watching this guy pee on him like a dog?
I have no idea.
Have you ever seen why these kids, you know?
No.
They're like, dear sir, you're peeing on my leg. Oh, I believe I am.
Don't miss the nut crunching fun. Go to www.screwattack.com and check for side scrollers only on Screw Attack.